Welcome to World Cafe, words and music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. At 50, my guest Paul Weller is a major musical figure in his native Britain. In the 1970s, he founded The Jam, England's most commercially successful punk band. Weller did an about-face in the early 80s with the Style Council. The Style Council embraced a slick sound, complete with synthesizers and drum machines. A decade later, the genre-defying Weller emerged as a solo artist. He's been affectionately nicknamed the Mod Father for his influence on Britpop bands like Oasis and Blur. Paul Weller has just come out with a 21-song album, 22 Dreams. Let's start out our session today with a live selection from the new work. Here's Light Nights.
Come out to play, now the light nights are here. We'll swing and sway, now the light nights are here. I will dance, now the light nights are here. We'll love, now the light.
Light Nights is the song that begins Paul Weller's new 22 Dreams, and he's playing live for us today. Paul, who's playing with you?
Stevie Craddock on guitar. Got Andy Lewis on cello and bass guitar. And Hannah Andrews doing vocals there, backing vocals there.
People always point to the Mods as an influence on you, but I hear so much more in what you do. What was the first music that really hit you as a kid?
The Beatles. From like 1964 onwards, really, I saw the Beatles on TV, and that was it for me. It was a kind of calling, really, a religious experience, and then it just kind of grew from that for me. And then, then like the Kinks and the Who and the Small Faces, and then sort of, Loving Spoonful, Four Tops. I mean, just all the whole, all those bands from that time, really.
So it must be kind of freeing to be able to write in whatever style you want to on this, not have any.
Well, I listen to an awful lot of different musics, really. I mean, in a course, and even I kind of go right through the card, really, when I'm playing records at home. And I just love music, really, at the end of the day. I just love all sorts of music, really. If it's good, it's good,
Absolutely. Paul Weller is our guest, and we're hearing tunes from the new 22 Dreams. And what's up next?
We're going to play a song from the album. It's called Why Walk When You Can Run.
My son runs to the shore, to the world that lies before. But he can't hear my sound. He's much too in tune with the ground. He sees only the tide and the surf and the sea. He's oblivious to me calling.
Paul Weller is our guest today, and that's Why Walk When You Can Run. And obviously influenced by your son, Paul, but you have kids in their 20s and you have kids in single digits. Who inspired that?
God, probably. And the song, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I thought he'd been having five children. Well, my youngest son, just watching him running on the beach last year in Spain or wherever we were on holiday, and, just his fearlessness, and it's just kind of like a metaphor, really, just for living in general, really, Don't pay any attention to what people have got to say or public opinion. Just, go for it. Live your dream.
Yeah, we sometimes forget that, but nothing to forget when you're three.
No, for real.
Paul Weller is our guest, and we're getting a feel but it's only a slight feel for 22 Dreams because there's so many different things going on here. So which direction is next? What would you like to do?
We're going to attempt something called All I Want to Do Is Be With You.
I'm not out to begin ya, draw upon your mind. I'm not here to rinse ya. No, I'm not that kind. All I wanna do is be with you. All I wanna do is be with you. I'm not here to change ya.
Wow, that's a beautiful version of All I Want to Do Is Be With You from Paul Weller. Paul, you've been working on your acoustic set. That's great.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, for all of about 5 minutes, yeah.
Well, see, that proves something. Proves something indeed. I talked to a lot of people who, you know, have been making music for a number of years, who may have had huge albums back in their 20s or whatever. And when they get to a certain age, sometimes the creativity dries up or they do too much looking backwards. And and that is not the case with you at all. You don't seem to really relish looking back.
I don't really. I'm not particularly one for sort of nostalgia or resting on my laurels, whatever the expression is. I like now. I've always liked now, whatever that's been. And I'm proud of the stuff I've done in the past, but I like what I'm doing now. And I've always felt that, really. And I think that makes a big difference.
Yeah, it seems to. You were part of, I guess, what they called the class of 1977. There were a whole lot of people.
I'm the class of 1958, man.
There you go.
Of it.
There you go. But there were so many people at that time. It seemed like a revolution. And does it seem that way now when you look back on it?
I don't think it was a revolution, but I think it was. But it was important for me. I was 17 or 18 or whatever it was at the time. 76 or 17, maybe, when I saw the Pistols. And the Clash around that time, and it was important for me because it was they were the first bands that kind of meant something to me and my generation. And before that, it was all REO Speedwagon and Fleetwood Mac and all that stuff, you know. And so it was just the first time I'd seen young bands who meant something to me, who were relevant, and kind of was sort of were saying things that I wanted to hear and what I felt. And I think every generation gets that if they're lucky, you know. I think it's you know, whether it's the Stone Roses in the 90s or the late 80s, and the Libertines in recent years, and Oasis, obviously. You know, do you know what I mean? It's kind of every generation deserves that, I think, really.
Absolutely. Well, you've been on the show before, and you surprised us with covers and kind of some things you did in the past. You did some Tim Hardin and some very cool things. So you said we had a mystery fourth song for today.
Yeah, it's still a mystery to us at the moment.
On a cloud, she passes by like a flamingo. Crimson dress that clings so tight, she's out of reach and out of sight. When she walks, she moves so fast like a flamingo. When the hair glows like the sun, the rise like the sky. When she walks by, she brightens up the neighborhood. Oh, every guy would make her his if he just could.
Paul Weller finishing up with a great version of Pretty Flamingo. Weller's new album is called 22 Dreams. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia and XBN.org. If you'd like to hear the unabridged performances from our session today, you can visit worldcafe.npr.org. Thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.